Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories, we tell your stories, and we laugh, and we cringe, and we cry, and we are here to do all the things. I'm Mary-Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
My week was great. We had some holidays up in Santa Barbara. My son is at a great age where he's just unwrapping everyone's presents and just like running around and, you know, he had sugar. So he's just like climbing the ceilings like Spider-Man. It was awesome. It was so fun. Cute. We had a great holiday. My dad's here and it's great.
I love that.
Yeah. How was yours?
Adorable. Amazing. And yeah, we have my sister-in-law in town and got to see Mirage's family, and his mom lives up in Tehachapi, so we got to go visit up there, and that was really fun and a good time.
Nice.
And it's New Year's Eve, baby.
New Year's Eve, baby.
It's not right now, but it is today when this is coming out. It is New Year's Eve. What are you guys wishing for the new year? We are wishing you all of the happiness and luck and success and love in your life, and I'm feeling good about 2025. I don't know if you are. I know, you know, there's a lot of concerns we all have
about a lot of things
that are happening. But that being said, in our individual lives and collectively, just wishing everybody an amazing, amazing new year, and hoping that it is a good one.
You in your heart can make it whatever you want it to be, and you can connect to others that are doing the same thing. And that is all I can hope for.
We're spreading laughter. And that's our thing, because you know what laughter does? Laughter brings your endorphins up. It makes you happy. It gives you that dopamine hit. Yes. It makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you can be nice to other people. So the happier that you are, the nicer you are, and the easier I think it is to deal with people when you're happier and laughing, or to escape from people.
Exactly.
So whatever you need, we're here for you. We're here to be your source of, you know, checking out entertainment, whatever it is.
Well, and I also feel like 2025 should be a year of people just helping each other out.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Whether it's making a joke or whatever, like, you know, just help each other out.
Be compassionate.
Yeah.
And have kindness. And spread kindness and love. That's what it's about, right?
And keep pooping your pants so that we can tell the stories.
Keep pooping your pants. That's the motto for 2025.
Keep pooping on.
Keep pooping on.
Pooping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep
okay.
pooping on.
Yeah. That's
pooping
it.
Your pants.
Poop on.
Well, that's amazing. Do you want me to kick us off?
You kick us off.
I'll kick us off. Okay. This story is from Nessie. Her handle is Iberoreo on TikTok. So Iberoreo, I guess. Like vibe Oreo without the V. Iberoreo is how we can say it. Iberoreo on TikTok.
Iberoreo.
Yeah, that's her handle. She also went viral for that amazing trend that we've been talking about that's still happening. And I loved her story so much. So I reached out and I'm like, can I please tell this? So she actually wrote it out and gave more details than what was on the TikTok
that's
story.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
How cool is that?
It's such a great story. Thank you so much, Nessie. And here we go.
Yay. Thank you.
I'm so sorry for this long story, but it's the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. And I have to get it off my chest. I'm like, girl, tell me the longer the better.
Yes.
Like, we love long story.
We settle in it.
And this one is so good.
I can't wait.
Do you know the store, Nebraska Furniture Mart? This is the story of how I can literally never go back to one. I'd been at work for only a few hours, but it was my wedding anniversary and they let me leave early miraculously. My coworker recommended a place called Crumble Cookies for us to celebrate. Remember, you've been to Crumble Cookies, right? Or
probably.
Have you had it? It's just, they're super sweet. I actually think they're pretty overrated, to be honest, because they're so sugary. Anyway, I guess they're not going to be a sponsor, but that's fine.
Damn.
Now, at this stage in my life, I'd been seeing a lot of doctors because clearly something was wrong with my tummy. Oh. They had assumed I had celiac, but I hadn't gotten any official testing done, and they said to continue eating like normal until my procedures. My husband asked if we should risk the day with cookies, but they looked so yummy. And besides, what's the worst that could happen? I devoured an entire cookie. My husband wanted to stop by Nebraska Furniture Mart to look for a new couch, and we could stop by the shops in the area after to continue celebrating. 15 minutes into the drive, my stomach began to gurgle.
No.
The old gurgle, the worst
celiac,
sound and feeling in the world. I'm praying it's just gas and laughing with my husband about how the cookies probably weren't the best idea. But then we get to the store and I realize it's not just gas. It's something much worse.
Oh, no.
The moment we walked inside, everything changed. My vision got blurry. My stomach started cramping. And I needed to get to the bathroom fast. I looked at my husband and I said, I gotta go. And I just started sprinting to the closest toilet. He couldn't even ask me what was wrong because I was already in the restroom within 2 seconds.
Oh, good.
She made it, but that's not where this story... And that's it. That's the end of the story.
Oh, good job. I love it. That's the Hallmark ending.
I run past a woman who's washing her hands and humming a little song to herself. She tries to smile at me, but I've entered a war zone.
Oh, shit.
I went to the closest stall, and before I could even get my pants off, I sharted.
Oh.
Crying, I pulled everything down and sat down. I started scrubbing my underwear to get the stain out when my stomach clenched up. The woman who saw me run in walked up to my stall and knocked. She said, are you okay?
Oh.
And before she could even finish the question, I let out the absolute loudest, most vile fart I've ever expelled in my life.
That is the best good Samaritan slap in the face.
But that's
ever
the worst thing in the world. You're like, okay, I'm here. This lady's gonna leave. She's washing her hands good. And then she's like, hey, are you all right? And you're like, get out of here. I've got to shit. Yeah. Get out. Like, get
your
out.
Butt answered for you.
It was the loudest, most vile fart. I love it.
That's so funny.
Water was pouring out of my butt. No. In such intensity that I let out a shriek of embarrassment. She gasped and ran out of the bathroom. As I was sitting there shitting myself, my stomach was gurgling and my body got hot. Suddenly, I became clammy. My mouth was watering. I immediately knew what this meant and I lurched forward. I projectile vomited all over my lap and the floor. This went on for about 2 minutes before I felt slightly better.
This is like an exorcism. Like, this is
yes.
terrible.
So she just shat down. She shat down, expelled everything, and then she vomited all over the floor of the bathroom, like in front of her in the stall.
Like,
this is the worst ever.
That's
terrible. Somebody's going to walk in any second. Like, you know it. And you're just sat. Like, what can you do? You don't have a mop.
I just want to, like, walk in with a big rope and, like, envelop her and just, like, snap my fingers and take her to home. She's just, like, needs to get to that couch.
It gets much, much worse. That's not where it ends. This is one of the best ones I've ever heard. Like, it gets worse. Okay. I stand up shaking and I know I've got to clean this mess up. But as I flushed, it was completely clogged. And the terrible smell made me nauseous again.
Oh, no.
I couldn't even pull up my underwear or pants before it started to hit.
No.
So I quickly waddled a few stalls down to finish the job and restart the cycle.
That's terrible.
So the toilet's clogged. She's puked everywhere and she's got to do it all again. So she just gets out and waddles over to this few stalls down and is like all over again.
Yes. Yes. And luckily, no, that good Samaritan didn't come back in.
Oh, but wait.
Oh, no.
Oh, but wait. As I'm sitting on the new toilet, my diarrhea comes back and it was one of those intense poops that I wanted to take off all my clothes and brace for impact.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. I stayed clothed. She's this like, I gotta terrible. Take off. I gotta get naked for this poop.
Brace for impact is amazing.
As I'm leaning back sobbing, another woman quietly comes in and looks through the gap in the stall. She makes eye contact
what
with
a
me.
Weirdo.
And says, I'm part of security. The woman had frantically come up to her and said someone was having an episode in the bathroom. So she had to come check on me. I tell her that I clogged the other toilet and there was vomit on the floor. She asked if I was okay and I sobbed and said I wasn't. And my stomach was hurting and I just wanted to be alone. To my horror, she instead left and came back with five
Are
other
people. Are you kidding me?
This is a nightmare.
This
it's like
nightmare.
A sitcom. It's like an absolute nightmare
oh
sitcom.
My God, this is just terrible.
You're having the most embarrassing moment of your life where you're farting and shitting and barfing and then six people now are in the bathroom with
because,
you to share in it.
Because of a cookie. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
you
because
had
of
a
that
delicious
Good Samaritan.
Cookie, and this is what happened to your body.
Because of that Good Samaritan. That thanks a lot. Thanks yes, a lot for telling serious. Someone I was having an episode.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I could have waddled out of here.
Oh, my God.
Two of them were paramedics. One was a security guard. One was the manager. And the last was my husband.
No!
They asked me to open the stall, so I had to open it for them while I was shitting myself and praying that I would just die so I wouldn't have to deal with any of this.
I seriously would think that too. I'd be
I
like,
wouldn't
please,
open
I
the door. I guess they were
fade away. They were,
I guess she was worried maybe they'd break it down, but like I would be like, no, absolutely not. I'm not opening the door. Get the fuck out of here.
Get
like,
out this of is here. Crazy. I'm
pooping. And now your husband's in there too. It's just the worst. The paramedics were asking me a ton of questions, and one asked if I had taken anything and I was having an overdose. In between spurts of diarrhea, I had to explain that I was severely lactose intolerant and possibly had celiac, and that I just had a crumble cookie and it was probably that. I had to answer questions about what day it was, who I was, what my age was.
While you're pooping?
All while five people stared at me pantsless, covered in vomit, sweating, and pooping on the toilet.
Oh,
they babe. All stood and watched me until I was done.
That is so creepy and so terrible.
It couldn't get any worse, right? Wrong.
No!
I was finally done, and my butt was so raw that it was bleeding, and I was told that they would have to take me to the hospital.
Jesus Christ. Her butt is bleeding at this point.
Yes, she's pooped so much her butt is bleeding and raw. And they told her she has to go to the hospital. I panicked and I shot up and my dumbass got dizzy and fainted and hit my head on the corner of the stall.
This is just terrible.
I quickly woke up a few seconds later to see all of them hovering over me and checking my pulse and blood pressure. My husband is leaning against the wall and sighing, telling the paramedics about my tummy issues. He helps the paramedics remove my pants and underwear so I don't have to be covered in poop. I sobbed and said, I just want to go home.
Seriously.
But I couldn't even stand because I was so dehydrated.
Yeah.
They found a wheelchair and said they would call an ambulance for me. And my husband stepped in because he could tell I was so incredibly embarrassed and said he would just take me home to rest. I sat in the wheelchair crying because my butt hurt so bad from the lava that had poured out of me for 20 minutes straight. And I was wheeled to my car, followed by everyone who had been in the bathroom.
But like, she has no pants on. Like, how do they get her pants on?
She probably has like a blanket or something over her.
Oh my God.
As they're wheeling me out, drenched in sweat, covered in vomit, smelling like shit, and clutching my husband's jacket to my lower half. There you go. Another manager comes up to me to ask if I'm okay because I'm embarrassed and there's loud music playing in the background and customers are staring at us. I try to reassure him by saying, I'm just lactose intolerant or it's just diarrhea. But obviously, this isn't what I managed to get out. Of course not. Instead, very loudly, I say, while staring this man dead in his eyes, I'm just diarrhea. Just diarrhea.
That is terrible.
My husband took me home laughing the entire way and simultaneously telling me how sorry he is while also saying we should have known better. At home, I passed out on the couch and woke up 2 hours later, starving and completely normal. My husband had helped me strip down and shower and decided to just throw away my clothes because there was no coming back from that.
Throw them out.
A few weeks later, I told my gastroenterologist the story and she looked at me and said, sweetie, that is in no way a normal reaction to any cookie. Let's get you tested next month. And that's the story of the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me, but also the story of how I was diagnosed with celiac disease at 24 years old.
Oh, she was only 24.
24. I also have another story that's almost on par with it, but not nearly as bad. It involves a Green Day concert, a tampon, and a security guard, but that's for another time. I'm like,
we
absolutely.
Gotta call her up for that one.
Yes, girl. Yes, please.
She's gotta tell it.
Thank you for listening, and hopefully this helps someone find out they have celiac or at least gives them a good laugh. Love y'all. She's
oh,
so cute.
What a sweetheart.
Isn't that the best story you've ever heard in your life? It's amazing.
That's the best story I think I've
it's
ever heard.
It's incredible.
I always say that, and then there's another one. It's like,
I know,
what?
But like the humiliation, the twists and turns, and it just keeps getting worse
it's
and worse
the
worst and worse.
Case
like
you
Nessie,
could ever have.
You are the goat of embarrassing stories.
Nessie, like, your story lives on with us, and it's going to make a lot of people happy, I think.
Honestly, iconic. It's so good. Yeah.
So good.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. So this next story comes from my dad, who's visiting for the holidays.
Yay!
And he is so cute. And you're going to find out a lot about me from hearing him. He's amazing. Not in the industry at all.
Love your dad.
Here we go. Hello?
Hello there.
Dad!
Hi!
You're on with Mary Kate, your daughter, and Katie from the Beat Red podcast.
Oh my gosh, I'm Beat Red already.
Thank you so much for telling your story, Dad. You could just launch right in whenever you want. We're so happy you're doing this.
Oh, well, yes. And I'm red-faced already.
Love
it. You know, when you move to a new place, you always want to have to show it off if you really like. And that's what your mom and I did, Mary Kate. We moved downtown in Chicago to a really fantastic skyscraper apartment building.
Ooh.
We were on the 57th floor and we faced north looking at Lake Michigan, the Lakeshore Drive, and we could see on a clear day all the way up to Evanston and Northwestern. They had an observatory. So we wanted to show it off. We decided we were going to have a dinner party for some family, I don't think it was eight. We invited your mom's sister and her boyfriend from London.
Mm-hmm.
He was Welsh and was a lawyer.
Your uncle, right.
And then your mom invited a teacher friend of hers along to be a guest of your sister's boyfriend's best friend from Australia. So we decided we were going to have this wonderful dinner party. And we had a nice menu planned. Anyway, matchmaking can be difficult. And so when they arrived, we realized that your mom's matchmaking skills could have probably taken another turn if she'd realized that her best friend was 6'1" and John's best friend was 5'1". Anyway, they were wonderful about it. And then we thought also, hey, we've got this wonderful menu. We had made plans for a seafood casserole, a shrimp and seafood casserole, and back in those days, this was well before anybody was born. We had a 3-layer Jell-O salad planned, and we put a scoop of that on a leaf of lettuce, and then we had an applesauce cake planned. So
delicious!
Those were the days,
1969,
oh, I know,
baby.
I tell you, the meal was going to be great. So we decided we were going to have to, put a slice of that Jell-O salad on each plate. And as we were getting out of the rectangular, what we made it in, the first 2 layers fell into the sink.
Aww.
All we were left with was a little thin lime layer of Jell-O that we were going to put on a nice green lettuce leaf.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you play it off?
Oh, we did. It was just
committed.
Very good. Didn't even have maraschino cherries to put on top of it.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Gotta have maraschino cherries.
Get those cherries.
Of course. You had to have lime green with that wonderful dark red.
Yes.
But we didn't have any. But we thought, well, hey, the seafood casserole is going to be delicious. Well, when I was preparing it in this sort of big container I had included it in, and it was a sort of a big Dutch oven, I decided, hey, we need more than we had planned for, so I'll put in the whole box of rice. And, made it, and the first 3 guests who took a scoop of it, they only got rice. All the seafood had gone to the bottom.
Did the short guy get any shrimp at all?
Oh, I don't know. At least I didn't say something about, hey, did you get any shrimp?
Was the shrimp.
That would have been terrible.
That would have been so bad.
But he came from down under, Australia. Anyway, and I thought, well, at least we have dessert, and applesauce cake is supposed to be, really good, and we had made it. And then I said to myself, about an hour or two before dinner, applesauce should be cold. So I decided to put the applesauce cake in the refrigerator, not thinking anything would go wrong. Well, you couldn't cut the applesauce cake. It was too hard.
Your guests were starved.
With a carving knife, you couldn't cut it. And let alone, once they had a slice, use a fork. Oh, it was awful.
Oh, Dad.
The whole meal was a disaster. But the only thing I remember from it, the only fallout is none of them ever accepted another dinner engagement.
You invited him again?
That was it.
Oh, yes. Well, they always had plans somewhere.
They were very busy for the rest of their lives. Funny.
I have a million stories like that where you just, it's just one thing after the other spirals out of control. You just have to throw up your hands and just, you know, say tomorrow's another day.
But usually, you know, one thing can go wrong. Everything went wrong. I think probably the only thing that went well was the wine was pretty good.
That's the most important part.
That's all you need.
You get them good and drunk and you say, feast your eyes on the view.
Enjoy your lime jello sliver and be on a piece of lettuce and be quiet.
And I think back then it was $1 chuck.
Yeah. These grocery prices these days.
Inflation.
I tell you.
Well, Dad, thank you so much. I love you so much. And I'm so glad you could be on.
If you saw me now, you'd know that I'm beet red.
Well,
I love you both.
We love you too.
Thanks, Dad. Thank you for sharing.
Bye.
Well,
yeah, I hate when you invite people over to like make a meal and it doesn't. I did that for Thanksgiving once where I like had all the orphans come over from the restaurant, you know,
and
you came and it was my first year in a new house. And so I didn't like know the oven, like literally had just moved in, like didn't know the oven. I ruined the turkey.
No.
It was so dry. It was so bad. And then like, I just was messing everything up. I had a newborn. I like didn't know what
Are
I was doing.
Kidding me?
I had a newborn.
You're
and so,
so sweet.
But still, it's the worst feeling
over.
When you're like, this is not what this should taste like. And this is what you guys think I cook like. It's so embarrassing. You're like, yeah. Everything's terrible. Things that I've made a million times are just coming out just wrong. Like that's the worst.
You were so tired.
I was so tired. I got into a car accident that same year, backing out of my driveway. Like
get
out
of here.
On Thanksgiving.
Moving my car.
It was just one of those. It was one of those times.
Spiral. It's like domino effect.
One of those spirals.
It's going to be like, I'm closing up the doors. I'm not going out till the end of the day.
Yeah. But I know that feeling. That's not a good feeling. When you invite everyone over and you're so excited and you're like, I'm going to make this amazing meal. And you're like, oh, it tastes like garbage.
I know.
Sorry, guys. Eat some Kick-Ass.
I just went through half of it in the sink. Yeah. What can you do? Okay, this is from Sammy Hotcakes in Illinois. It's not his real name.
It isn't?
No.
It's not his
surprise,
real name.
Surprise.
Sammy Hotcakes?
Sammy Hotcakes.
I'm going to call you Pancakes. Sammy Pancakes.
So Sammy Pancakes writes, I thought I'd take this to my grave, but since you're changing my name, I can still keep my dignity. And for the All sake right. of approaching 2025, I'll spill the tea. The year was 1997. I was in middle school and I was at a school dance. I'd walked the 2 blocks from my house for one reason and one reason only, to dance a slow dance with my crush. Did she know she was my crush? No.
So cute.
I know.
Oh, that feeling of did you say middle school?
So middle said, school.
The middle school crushes are so real.
So powerful.
That feeling of And it's so intense and it's so short-lived. It might be a day. It might be a week. It is intense.
And it might
when
be
you
underquieted,
feel it.
Which all mine were.
Most of them are. Yeah.
I never talked to her before, but I was determined. I'd just seen Pretty in Pink. I know it came out when I was born, so this puts me in the 6th grade. If you haven't seen it, it ends with 2 very hot people making out after a dance. John Hughes blew me a kiss with that movie. I wanted to do that with my crush. For some reason, I felt that she'd let me dance with her and then kiss her.
Aww.
The power of movies, man. Once
the
inside.
The power of delusion. As a middle schooler, you're so delusional. The way that your mind can just make up stories and fantasies. And you're like, yeah, this is totally going to be a reality. Right. This guy's going to be so into me.
And you take the chances that you would never take later in life, which
yeah,
I kind of love.
It's true. It's
you gotta
cute.
Fall down
But it's just,
knees.
Yeah, it's just full delusion, I feel like.
Yeah,
get that 100%. At that age.
Like, what world are you living
Anything
in?
Anything can happen. You just believe it in your heart.
You just have to believe.
You gotta have a chance. You just gotta.
You're giving me a chance.
Yeah.
So once inside, I chatted against a wall to a few other friends waiting for the right song. Then the DJ blew me a kiss by playing Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight. Do you remember that song?
Of course.
Oh, my God. It's
you
so
look
it's such
wonderful
an old song.
Tonight.
But they played it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I sauntered over.
Yes, it's a classic middle school dance song, right?
Yeah.
You gotta have a good slow dance.
You're wondering what clothes to wear. I sauntered over, tapped her on the shoulder, and asked if she'd do me the honor. She said no.
Aw, Shattered Dreams. They should have played that Hall & Oates. Shattered Dreams should have been
I
next.
Backed away casually, pretending it was no big deal. I turned to head home, but before I did, I pulled the fire alarm.
Stop it.
If she wasn't dancing with me that night, she wasn't dancing with anyone else.
That's
either.
Psychotic. I love
that
it.
That is so funny. To me, I think that is so funny that you would pull the fire alarm. Everyone has to leave. I think the sprinklers go off, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, what are you doing?
Because it's like the gymnasium,
right?
That is
so baller move.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah? Well, guess what? The dance is over.
Fuck you.
That's really funny.
It's so good.
Yeah, I understand why you're standing hotcakes now. Because you still, you don't, you know, if you still know people from middle school, you don't ever want to out yourself as being the one.
That guy.
Who ruined the dance. And there were some other people who were going to get that kiss.
The fire
and were going to get that dance.
The fire department to come.
But it's, that kind of petty spite is so funny to me.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah.
I like that he just was only there to ask one question. The question didn't go as he wanted, so he pulled the fire alarm.
He's like, well, bye. Okay, this next caller, her name is Jasmine, and she's going to tell us one or two stories. We don't know yet, but we are very excited about them. Mm-hmm. So let's call her up.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hello.
You're on with Katie and Mary Kay to the Beat Red Podcast.
Hi.
Hi. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm using new AirPods.
We can hear you perfectly, and we're so excited to hear your stories.
Thank you so much for doing this, for coming on and telling us your stories.
Honestly, thank you guys for getting back to me so quickly. I was like, let me email them. It's probably like a couple months. You know, I have Christmas break coming up. But I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, no. We are on it.
We get after it as soon. We follow every lead.
There's a lot of stories, but not all of them are good stories. So
exactly.
Yours, I was like, yeah, we need to hear that for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So let me just start by saying that when I was like going back and like reliving the trauma, there's three waves of embarrassment. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, we are ready. Buckle
okay,
up.
So I am a young Black woman who had just discovered wigs. Like up until like my 20s, I was just doing like cornrows and like braids, you know? So like I'm in college, I'm 20, I'm like, I'm confident. Like, I think it's time to like try something new. Let's try wigs.
Love it. Awesome.
Turns out you have to like secure them down, like use a little clips and like wear a wig cap and like all these things that I didn't know. But I was like, me and my friends like, hey, it's like summer break, let's go to the beach. I was like, cool, let's go to the beach. It's Huntington Beach in California.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking cute. Like I got my 20-year-old little body and my little booties. And like now looking back, I feel like the dad did this on purpose. Like I'm having to drag on three, like basically like teenage girls. Like, so we're posing for a photo. And like this massive wave takes us out.
Oh,
like he had to see it coming. You know, we're like not facing it.
Yeah. Why did he not say anything?
Oh, no.
He didn't say anything and, you know, knocked me over and like it jostled my like triangle bikini and like my boob popped out. Like, that's what I'm focusing on.
Oh, no. Worst.
And like, so I'm struggling and there's people at the beach and I'm like, oh my God, like, hope I didn't see. And I just realized, like, wait a minute, like, something feels weird. And I look down, and my hair, my wig is now in the ocean.
No!
And, like, disappearing with the sand.
No. No.
And, like, I was doing, like a half wig, so I have some leave out. And I blended it with the wig. So at this point, just imagine, like, my hair is, like, braided down. But, like, the front of it is just sticking up like a troll doll.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, on my hands and knees, like, where's my wig? It would appear. And I'm like, there it is. And then sand and the tie would take it back out. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh
like,
my God.
Do I just like give up? Like, take my losses? You know?
Because now everyone's watching you scramble on the beach for it too, which is also embarrassing. And everyone's staring at you probably. So
and just
it's like
the idea of your wig like slowly making its way out into the ocean. You're like trying to get it.
I can almost get it. Come on.
Oh, it's so close.
100%. Like, mind you, I'm not a swimmer. Like, I don't really like the beach, like the vibe. But, like, at this point, it was like getting up to my knees. And I'm like, do I just drown for this wig?
Yeah, you're like, is there a lifeguard? Can I get my wig?
And I'm sure it probably wasn't cheap either. That's the other part that it's like, oh, now I got to deal with finding another one.
Oh.
I mean, so, like, full disclosure, I've never, like, gotten human hair wigs. So these are, like, cheapo $25, $30 wigs. But still, I'm, like, a college student.
I bet it was cute, you know? And it went with your outfit, and it looked amazing.
At that time, and being a college student, that might as well be a couple $100, you know?
Yeah.
Like, right. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
So, by the gods that may be, the wig washes back up right by me, and I pick it up. It's just full of sand and smells, and I'm just like,
damn.
So cut to, I did put it on. I did wear it.
Okay.
The,
you made it work.
You turned into the Little Mermaid right then. And you were like,
she went swimming. Yep. Okay. She went swimming. Okay. I love this.
This is my origin story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple months later passed and I am in Hollister, the store in the Visalia Mall.
Uh-huh.
And I look, and their giant, like, screen wall says, like, live feed Huntington Beach. And I was like, wait, wait, what?
Wait.
What?
Some of the pier, but, like, mostly, like, the coastline. And I was like, okay. So, like, I was embarrassed there in person. But then there's, like, probably employees, like, look at this girl. Like, she is struggling. Wait, on the beach out there.
So they filmed it?
Abercrombie had live feed going on in their store, like a massive wall of it, like, happening, so all the store patrons and the staff could watch.
It is so funny.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
So I have no idea. And then now for the third wave of embarrassment, like, so I was trying to recall, like, what beach was it? And I was like, at the Hollister. Okay, the Hollister do a live stream of Huntington Beach. The first article that pops up is Munich, like Germany. And I was like, hang on. And then Wikipedia said it's all the Hollisters, not just like California, which would make sense.
What?
It's literally every single one they've ever, like, any flagship store anywhere has the live feed wall.
Of Huntington Beach? It's all Huntington Beach? That's hilarious.
That,
like, everywhere. You were in every,
like,
single
Pennsylvania.
Hollister.
Like, yeah. Like, oh my God. They're like, this is such a beautiful water. Wait, what's happening to that girl?
Like, how many thousands of people watched me lose my wig and my boob pop out?
And your boob popped out. I forgot about that. Oh my gosh.
So, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
what are the odds? You know, like, what are the odds? And if you'd never walked in there, you would never have seen it either. You would never have known, which would almost be better.
The trifecta of embarrassment.
I think because I had just been to Huntington, like, it was a sear to my brain. So, like, when I saw, and I've been to Hollister before in the mall, but, like, just seeing the live feed and it said Huntington Beach, I was like, oh, no. And then the article, like, it was in Munich. Are you kidding me? It's, like, massive. Like, the thing's outside. It's, like, at least 10 feet tall. Like, it's a whole wall. I'm like, really?
That's hilarious.
Like, 4K? Oh,
that's so funny.
I mean, I am so sorry that happened to you. I have to tell you, that is amazing. Like, the idea that moment for you, that you were like, didn't get to just, like, have in private, was blasted on a huge Megatron for so many random people to see in, like, some other state, is kind of amazing.
What are the odds? Like, that it's crazy.
Other countries.
Like,
okay.
Insane. And so funny. Yeah, she said it was in Munich. I'm like, what?
That is amazing.
I love it.
I love that.
Do you have another one for us?
I do. I just want to say thank you guys, because, like, as I'm listening to this podcast, I'm, like, unlocking these things I've buried deep down. I was like, oh my God, I have my own. This story, story, you know?
I keep getting inspired too and hearing ones that remind me of so many things. Yeah, that you do. You, like, bury it deep and you're like, oh, yeah, that did happen.
And you know what? You are not alone. That is why we do this. It's like, okay, everyone has stuff that has happened. And honestly, it's amazing that when you tell your own story, how phenomenal it is, because, I mean, how spectacular is that? That story you just told, it's spectacular. And no one else could have told it.
You couldn't make that up if you tried. You
could
not
make that up.
No.
It's brilliant.
I just, yeah. So I have another one.
Yes.
And this is from very recent. I want to say maybe back in June or July of this year.
Okay.
And, like, so I'm an entrepreneur. I have a small baking business. I'll be a little shout out.
Yeah, shout it out. What is it?
Painless Plug. It's Jazzy Sweet Treats.
Jazzy Ooh. Sweet Treats. How do you spell that?
So Jazzy, J-A-Z-Z-Y.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, apostrophe S, and then sweet treats.
Beautiful. Go get Jazzy Sweet Treats. And what are you selling for the sweet treats?
So I do a bunch of stuff, but, like, mainly at the market, there's, like, mini cakes. They're, like, a little bit bigger than, like, a cookie, and they have, like, a lid on them, and there's, like, 70 flavors. And
that's
always
my dream.
Amazing.
Like, that mini cakes are my dream.
I
like,
just
are you kidding me?
Eat mini cakes.
Yeah, like, who doesn't want a mini cake? Like, that's exactly what I want at all times of the day. So I will be checking that out, and everyone else needs to check that out too. That is fantastic. I love it.
Like, the company started because of, like, a personal problem I had. Like, I'm an adult. I can just buy a full-size cake if I want, you know? But
yeah.
I was like, I really shouldn't, and I really shouldn't be eating a whole cake. But, like, I'm tired of, like, eating a red velvet cake. Like, I want a bunch of little cake.
Yes.
Honestly, that gives me chills because it's such a great idea. And it's something that I'm sure all of us have thought, like, I want this cake, but I don't want to buy a whole cake. So like, that's such a brilliant idea. I love it. Yeah. Mini cakes. Amazing.
So like, I'm doing a lot of cookies now for Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Back to the story. So like, because I'm a small business owner, I was like, I don't want to work for the man. I don't want to work for you. I want to work 90 hours a week for myself.
100%.
Yes, you do. And you're
100%.
Doing it.
I love it. So yeah. Awesome. Same.
So like whenever I like get a night out or like, you know, have friends over, I try to do it. And there was like this thing happening downtown. Like it was like a backyard party or something like that. I'm like, sure. So I get all cute. Like I do an everything girl shower, right? I'm like shaving, I'm moisturizing, I'm scrubbing. I'm like, I look good. I got the makeup on, the hair's just right. Like perfect. I got the outfit. I'm wearing these cute little like high-waisted little black shorts. I have like this lace like teddy like bodice thing and like an oversized like blazer.
Blazer. Hot, looking hot.
Yeah.
Love amazing.
Like, cute.
Best day ever.
And then I see like what shoes do I wear? And I see these like black wedges, but they're like a little taller than normal. I was like, I got this. It's been a while, but I can do it. So we get at this place and it's ghetto. Like, it's the alleyway of like behind these restaurants downtown. I was like, oh, well, we're already here. Let's make the best of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say maybe like 30 minutes in, 45 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had one drink and I'm like, wait, so I was like, oh, God, I gotta break the seal. So go to the bathroom. I come out and I feel like Sandra Bullock. Like I'm having that moment of missing reality where I was like, all eyes are on me, walking out the bathroom, back up to the floor. Like I feel good.
You're like, I am.
And
hot.
Then I roll my ankle, eat shit.
No, you didn't.
Black asphalt.
No, you didn't. You fell.
That's the worst.
You wait. Did you fall? Did you like scrape your hand? Did you scrape your leg? What happened?
I fell so hard, and for whatever reason, I didn't like want to let go of my drink, so I didn't break it. All my
I always do
when
I save my drink.
That is so
good for
funny.
You.
That just reminded me of another story that I have. So thank you for that. Like that is so funny.
I was just like, oh God. And everyone's like looking at me and like these guys seem to rush to my aid. Like some of them like ditched their goal like too fast. Like they're like, oh, you need help, ma'am?
Oh, maybe that was a little.
Like, because like, but because there was like so much commotion now, it drew more attention.
Right,
and I was
right.
Like, I'm fine. And I'm just trying to like, it's cool. Like I'm good. Got my drink. And my friends are like, your knee is bleeding.
No. Because you were on asphalt and you had shorts on. You had cute little shorts on.
Knee was bloody.
Like, I look down and my knee is bloody and there's like a rock in it, like a little pebble. God. And I was like, okay. And like, here comes the pain, right? It's like searing, it's throbbing. I'm trying to cool and dance. But I was like, I can't put weight on it. Like this really hurts, guys. So I like hobble into the bar and I was like, this out of curiosity, you probably don't. Do a first aid kit. Does it need attention? And they're like, actually, we do. Like,
oh, great.
A lot of bitches be falling.
I'm glad they did.
So, I'm sitting there, and you have like hydrogen peroxide. He's like, I'm just doing a little, just picking up the rock and like putting on the hydrogen peroxide. I'm trying not to chill, but I'm like low key screaming and whimpering. Like,
yeah,
it was
sure.
So bad.
Oh God!
So, like once it cleared away the blood, it was down to like not the bone, but like
oh
like,
God,
just, like,
no,
layer epidermal, and it's like that
no.
White.
Oh no! That is the worst. No, putting hydrogen peroxide on that is how are you not screaming?
God,
it's
I would
so
pass
painful.
Out.
And I'm like sitting on the stool, and this guy's tending to my wound, and like the door is open, like people go in and out, and I'm just like, yeah, like it's bad. People are looking at me, and I'm just like, it hurts. Like I'm trying to be chill, but like,
no,
it really hurts. And he puts a bandage on it. Like went back to my friends, and I'm like, no, I was like, I think I'm gonna go home. Like I'm done. Like,
no,
yeah, you're like the night's over.
Night out.
Yeah,
the night's over.
1 minute. You're feeling so good. The next minute you are on a bench with your like bone exposed with maybe a handsome stranger helping you out, but also you're ready to go home. That sucks.
Yeah. I would have called it a night
like,
too.
Really, really hurt. And like, I think people are just like, well, this girl can't handle her drink. Like she's like a drunk bitch. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like I just saw here.
That's not fair. That's like, not fair.
That happened to our friend Jessica too. You remember that episode where she, her heel broke and she ended up crashing? Table and everyone's like, you're drunk. She's like, I'm not drunk. It's the shoes.
I'm
like,
not.
It's the shoes.
It's the shoes.
you know?
And I was like, put a cone over that thing. Like, this, I won't be the last one to trip and fall in that hole, you know, type of thing. So, like, I get the Uber, and I'm, like, limping towards him, and I think he's thinking, like, should I cancel? Like, she's drunk. And I'm like, no. I'm just, like, really hurt. That's all. I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Please.
Aww.
So, yeah, it's just a bummer.
That is a bummer.
And then, boom.
But did that spark your business idea? Because that's the night you needed a cake. So was that the point of the fall?
Yeah. Was that is that the origin story of your business?
Yeah.
No, actually. So
she's like, I didn't want to eat for a few days. That was another time. That wound was really bad.
So this was like pre-pandemic, like kind of. Like it just started. Like we're talking February 2020. And my cat decides to eat my Fitbit. Like, not the whole thing. It was charging. It was a silicone Fitbit, you know.
Oh, it ate your Fitbit? And oh, God.
I go in there to pick it up. I'm like, there's a chunk missing. Like, I'm looking around looking for little pieces of Fitbit. I'm like, don't see it. Whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Past it. But then, like, as the days go on, she's, like, not doing well. Like, she's a super talkative, playful cat. And she's just, like, laying around, acting weird. And I was like, that's strange.
Oh, no. She got Fitbit.
Throws up this like neon bile. I was like, oh, we're going to the hospital.
Oh, God.
They do tests, like blood work, and like she's fine. So we're going to do an x-ray because mostly they ate something. And sure enough, right there on the x-ray, there's like a little dot. Like, here's my Fitbit strap. Like, she ate it.
Oh, my God.
20,000 steps. That's terrible. That's terrible.
So we do that, and they're like, it's going to be emergency surgery. She's all good now. And like, she was a kitten. Like, I just got her, like, this is a pandemic. I need a pandemic pet. Like, let's do this, you know? Like, it's just me and you, girl. And then she's like dying because she has this thing in her. So I was like, whatever it costs, charge the card. It came out to $5,500, oh, like $5,000. So,
yikes. Because the like, cat ate the Fitbit.
Cat ate the Fitbit. I've been laid off. Like, I need to make money. So, cut to baking.
Yes. Okay. Well, hey, maybe the whole reason the cat ate that Fitbit was so you would start that business. You never know.
Yes.
So that
and is now you are not working for the man. You are working 90 hours for yourself.
Exactly.
Just and we are so
medical bills.
We are so glad to have talked to you. We're so glad that
I'm so
you
proud of
reached
you.
Out.
That's
and
amazing.
Like, thank you so much for coming on because it's so nice to know that we're all connected, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. Like I said, I just love the whole like add a little bit to your day because like I too listen to a lot of true crime podcasts.
Yeah,
but, like, this was a good change of pace. Like, I'm really good for my mental health. So
I love that. You guys. Thank
well,
you
anytime
so much.
You remember an embarrassing story, you call us. These were great.
Yeah,
thank
please.
You so much.
I know, and I keep telling my friends. I'm like, friends, family, like anyone will listen. I'm like, you gotta listen to it. Like. Oh, if you want to call in, email them, like tell them your embarrassing story.
Yes, tell them to tell us. We want to hear it for sure.
That means the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jasmine. Have an amazing rest of your day.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, guys. Happy New Year.
You too.
Same Happy to New you. Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So woo! Cute.
That was so cute.
Right? That actually reminded me of a story that I was like, oh my God. So I used to be a singer in another life.
You're a singer now.
And, well, you know, I don't anymore. But I was performing at, you know, Hollywood and Highland when it was a club. Like, I saw Prince there. I was so excited to perform there because it was a massive venue. And it had a big stage.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was performing there in, I don't know, 2003, 2004, maybe 2003, I want to say, with my band. And I was wearing like I had a massive big black fake pony because my hair was black then.
I love it.
So it was like extra volume, you know, like
yes.
it was that Christina Aguilera,
awesome.
Like, you know, time of like the big high
yes.
genie ponies.
Yes. Oh, my God. Can you have a picture of this?
I don't think so. Maybe somewhere. But I had. Yeah. I was wearing that. I was wearing like a tight like mesh shirt. I think I had on shorts or a short skirt, too, and tights. I had on big boots that were all the way up to my knees and laced up, and they were massive platform boots that were like 6 inches top.
I love this
high.
Outfit. Yes.
So I was like 6 feet with these on. And so when I was walking to the stage to perform, I like went through the crowd, or maybe I can't. Okay, I honestly can't remember if it was before or after I performed. And chances are I was probably a little tipsy by that point. So maybe it was after. I really can't remember which one it was. But whichever it was, I was walking through the main area and there was a guy I was kind of seeing that was there to watch it. There was like friends that were there and they were all watching me, you know, and I was walking back towards the stage to go up and I bit it so hard because before that I was like, I was strutting it. Like I was like all eyes on
you're
me.
Like, I'm going to go sing and you better get ready.
All eyes on me. And I was strutting
you
it.
Have to
and strut. That's what I get. God was like, you shall be humbled immediately. Like, I don't think so. What is this bitch? Like, you think you're
no,
hot.
No, it's the embarrassment genie. It's literally just like, literally like you genie,
think,
like,
yeah, you think you're hot shit right now. Guess what, bitch? You're getting humbled.
You're so stepping out of a banana
peel. I was
peel.
Strutting it. I was feeling myself. I was la, 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 la.
Yes.
Walking along, all eyes on me, and my ankle rolled, same thing, in these massive platforms, and I bit it so hard, fell down. Of course, I immediately just like jumped up and I started laughing and just like okay, kept good. It moving because what can you do?
That's all you can do.
I mean, I've fallen so many times.
Because also you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So you have to like just jump back up and be like, oh, where are we going? We're still going to sing.
I actually fell the Listen first date I had with my husband. Actually, I remembered this one too. We were going to, what was it called? The Black Cow? Is that what it was called? The one that's over, it's like around Sunset
Montrose?
And Vine.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
It's in Hollywood. It's like right in the heart of Hollywood because we went to the Arclight and we watched a movie.
Okay.
And then we were going to go eat. I think it was called The Black Cow. It's not there anymore. God, whatever it was, it's not whatever. There. Or The Hungry Cow or something. I don't know. Black Cow, Black Cat. Maybe Black Cat is over there.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. So it's over there in Hollywood somewhere. It's one of those little restaurants that they had. It was very like Art Nouveau inside. And we go there and it was raining. So we were walking from the Arclight to there because it was just a couple blocks. And we're walking like through a parking lot and there's a huge hedge that separates the sidewalk versus the parking lot. So I'm on asphalt and I was wearing these. I was actually wearing flats, but they had like a slick bottom.
Oh no.
And so the fence, it wasn't a fence, it was a hedge. The hedge was like my head could barely see over, but my husband's 6'2", so he could like see over the and see me. So we're kind of like walking parallel like this.
Cute.
And it's raining and I'm jogging because it's starting to rain and I ate it so hard. My feet just went out from under me and all he sees is my head just disappear from the hedge because he can like barely see over and all he sees is my head just like flying down. And I was so embarrassed and there were people everywhere that I just stayed on the ground. It was one of those where I just stayed there.
You can't play it off.
And I was just laughing so hard and so mortified. And this was like our first date and he like comes around the corner and he's like dying laughing too. And he's like, all I saw was you just like fly up and your head disappear and you're just laying on the ground and I'm like yep
like, can you help me out?
That's what happened. I just sat there and laughed for a while and then finally got up, but so I was like funny. of course I did, like this now, is just the way it goes.
Yep,
that's how
I
it goes.
Do agree with you that there is something in the universe where you are feeling yourself, you are confident, you are going for it, and it's just gonna knock you over.
it's gonna knock you right down.
On the ground in front of your first date with your future husband.
You gotta get humble.
That's why we're here.
I mean, he wasn't fazed, but it was funny. It was still like, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. It is. Totally.
So do you have one more for us?
I mean, sure. Absolutely. I do. Absolutely. I think I have the goat. No, I don't. It's not the goat because we've heard the goat today, I think. But I have a pretty bad New Year's Eve story.
Okay.
This is from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
So she wrote, when I was 20, I had a thing for guys who were into my friend who was in great shape and wore clothes and shoes that showed her hard work off.
Wait, hold on. That didn't make sense. I was into guys that were into my friend?
Yeah. She was like into a guy who was like lusting over her like in fit friend.
Oh, okay.
But so she like liked
she
him.
Liked them. Okay.
So like maybe she's in situations where like guys are like salivating over her friend and she's just like,
got it.
Hey, you know,
yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Totally weird.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of that in this, but it's so embarrassing.
Okay.
So my friend was very friendly and flirty, but had a boyfriend she is now married to. I spent months degrading myself with one of the men who was obsessed with her, listening to his sex fantasies about her and trying to angle myself into them by offering to join in
Yikes.
A theoretical threesome, even though I'm not into the idea at all. That is something else.
He's like, no, thanks. I'm not interested.
Wait, Wait, and you're here now? But also, he's telling her about his sex fantasies, which is also something on a different level than anything I've ever been involved
in. It sounds to me like she got close to him and he was trying to get with her friend. So he was like indulging, like telling her things. And then she was kept being like, well, I could be into that. Are you looking for a third?
She's like, but then I come around and I say, hey, you're under arrest, you two. And I handcuff you. Like, you know, she's just on another level.
That's funny, though.
New Year's Eve, I was sitting next to him as usual as he watched her and told me how badly he wanted her. I proceeded to get plastered and eventually climbed into his lap in front of the entire party and tried to make out with him.
Oh, no.
He seemed to be into it for a while.
Okay.
But pretty soon pushed me off and said he had to go to the bathroom. Shortly after that, my liver started to revolt and I ended up in the bathroom myself, vomiting on everything, including my nice new white outfit I'd bought to show I was also cute, if not as toned as my friend. The stomach acid would not wash out. So now I was the idiot who chased a guy who didn't like her for months, got rejected, and barfed all over herself. It was nowhere near midnight and my ride wasn't ready to leave and it didn't occur to me to call home. So I sat there like that for hours.
She sat in the barf shirt?
She sat in her barf outfit.
Not getting that New Year's Eve kiss, girl.
Nowhere near midnight. Not getting that New Year's Eve kiss.
You blew it.
You blew it. Can you imagine?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, I've never been anywhere near that situation, but I will say it's embarrassing.
I will say if somebody wants you, they're going to let you
know.
Okay?
If
a guy's into you, they will let you know.
And also, there's nothing that turns me off more than someone talking about another girl.
Well,
as
yeah.
If she's super hot and you're like, why are you even, why would you even put your energy
It almost sounds like
that?
A game to her. Like, she's like, I can get him, you know, like,
that's
like,
weird.
Yeah. No, but people are like that, though. It is embarrassing.
There you go.
And if somebody likes you, they're going to tell you. So stop embarrassing yourself.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't waste your time.
No.
If they're not willing to move mountains, you got to keep it moving.
Exactly. Okay. Also, sticking your head into someone else's shot, being like, can we do a threesome here? That's not good either.
You got to get it wherever you can. Wishing everyone your
happy
New Year's kisses for the Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We love you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Really excited about the upcoming year and where this podcast is going to go. And we're so happy that you're here with us for it.
We
love you guys so much.
We do.
That was our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts.
Church.
And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.